Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next. Our saint for the day for September 16th, Saint Cornelius. Saint Cornelius was the Bishop of Rome from the 6th or 13th of March 251 until his martyrdom in June 253. He was Pope during and following a period of persecution of the Church while a schism occurred over how a repentant Church member who had practiced pagan sacrifices to protect themselves could be readmitted to the Church. He agreed with Cyprian of Carthage that those who had lapsed could be restored to communion after varying forms of reconciliation and penance. Saint Cornelius was a priest that strongly believed in the gift of confession. In his time, there were many Christians who denounced Christianity to Emperor Decius in order to be spared their lives. The church leaders of their time thought that they could never be brought back into the church after such behavior. Cornelius's saintly name means battle horn. He is represented by icons by a pope either holding some form of cow's horn or with a cow nearby. The Cyprian called him a martyr, and later accounts said that Cornelius had been beheaded. He was buried in Rome in the crypt of Lucina, where his tomb can still be seen with the inscription Cornelius Martyr. Cornelius is the patron saint of earache sufferers, perhaps because of his arguments with the novitium, domestic animals, cattle, and unsurprisingly, the town of Coralmunster. There was no pope for 14 months after the martyrdom of St. Fabian because of the intensity and the persecution of the church. During the interval, the church was governed by a college of priests. St. Cyprian, a friend of Cornelius, writes that Cornelius was elected pope by the judgment of God and of Christ, by the testimony of most of the clergy, and by the vote of the people, with the consent of aged priests and of good men. The greatest problem of Cornelius' two-year term as pope had to do with the sacrament of penance and centered on the readmission of Christians who had denied their faith during the time of persecution. Two extremes were finally both condemned. Cyprian, primate of North Africa, appealed to the pope to confirm his stand that the relapse could be reconciled only by the decision of the bishop. In Rome, however, Cornelius met with the opposite view. After his election, a priest named Novatian, one of those who had governed the church, had himself consecrated a rival bishop of Rome, one of the first anti-popes. He denied that the church had any power to reconcile not only the apostates, but also those guilty of murder, adultery, fornication, and second marriage. Cornelius had the support of most of the church, especially of Cyprian of Africa, and condemning Novatianism. Though the sect persisted for several centuries, Cornelius held a synod in Rome in 251 and ordered the relapsed to be restored to the church with the usual medicines of repentance. The friendship of Cornelius and Cyprian was strained for a time when one of Cyprian's rivals made accusations about him, but the problem was cleared up. A document from Cornelius shows the extent of organization of the Church of Rome in the mid-3rd century. 46 priests, 7 deacons, 7 subdeacons. It is estimated that the number of Christians totaled about 50,000. He died as a result of the hardships of his exile in what is now Chiavecchia. It seems fairly true to say that almost every possible false doctrine has been proposed at some time or another in the history of the church. The 3rd century saw the resolution of a problem we scarcely consider, the penance to be done before reconciliation with the church after mortal sin. Men like Cornelius and Cyprian were God's instruments in helping the church find a prudent path between extremes of rigorism and laxity. They are part of the Church's ever-living stream of tradition, ensuring the continuance of what was begun by Christ and evaluating new experiences through the wisdom and experience of those who have gone before. And that is our saint of the day, Saint Cornelius.
And thank you, Michael.
and welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and St. Cornelius as we now begin our prayer for our priests. And that's why we feel that it's so important for us to do that, because there's so much going against them. So we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer for priests today is coming from St. Faustina. Oh, my Jesus, I beg you on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of your spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to you, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. You yourself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of your mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of your mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For you can do all things. And that's prayers coming from St. Faustina. O Jesus, our great high priest, hear our humble prayers on behalf of your priests. Give them a deep faith, a bright and firm hope, and a burning love, which will ever increase in the course of their priestly life. In their loneliness, comfort them. In their sorrows, strengthen them. In their frustrations, point out to them that it is through suffering that the soul is purified, and show them that they are needed by the church. They are needed by souls. And they are needed for the work of redemption. And pray with us as we pray for our holy priests. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And as we continue to pray, children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children. Soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play, young, carefree children,
and help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children,
Lord, we pray for protection, protection and for transformation. And we pray for restoration. Lord, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. You prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Whisper in the ears of the children to run and hide until the danger passes. St. Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. St. Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, St. Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious St. Joseph, to you, God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O St. Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord. Along with St. Sebastian, St. Maria Goretti, St. Daphne, St. Philomena, St. Gianna, St. Christopher, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Raphael the Archangel, St. Monica, and St. Anthony. All you heavenly hosts, as we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today, and we pray for our children, so much is being mounted against them by those who should be their protectors. Lord, strengthen our families in our holy Catholic faith. Help us to show your love and the truth of who you are and the reason for the season. Today, as we're celebrating, remembering St. Cornelius, and as we are standing in the gap for all of our needs,
prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And we pray for those who recently have passed from this life. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all the dead known to you alone, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. In Revelation chapter 21, 4 states, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things have passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. May Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for the dead and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter into your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling. Amen. Dear God, I humbly ask you to hear this prayer for the souls of our loved ones. Please allow them to transform into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins that they have weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. Lord God above, we, your humble children, kneel before you today in reverence. We know you're the greatest and you're the King of all kings. So we pray you uplift our heart and soul so that we may cast away our sorrows, O Lord. Give us the strength to surpass this situation. No one dies without your say-so. And thus, we rejoice over this triumph, and we pray you be with our deceased family members and friends. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for us, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. May he forgive all their sins and set them all among those who he has chosen. Amen. And Ecclesiastes chapter 12, 7. And the dust he returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. And so we pray for those who have recently passed. And we pray for the prodigals. Pray for those who have abandoned the faith. We pray for those who are held bound by addictions. And Lord, we pray for deliverance for them. We pray for those who have been misguided by false philosophy and false reasoning. We pray for your Holy Catholic Church, Lord, to keep it strong, that our shepherds be bold with courage to stand for your truth, for our Catholic faith. And we pray for those, for our soldiers and veterans. We pray for America. We pray for those who are in most need of your mercy, Lord. We pray for all of those who are finding themselves in difficult situations. We pray for those who are considering suicide or considering abortion. We pray for an end of abortion. Lord Jesus, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And we pray for those who are in prison. We pray for them and their families. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for the elderly. We pray, Lord, that we are more spirit than flesh. And so we pray for those who are growing older, whose bodies are failing. We pray for them, Lord, that they realize they are more spirit than flesh. Strengthen our spirits and our resolve to follow you every day. And we thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayer. We pray for our right to life. We pray for our freedom of religion, for the freedom of to follow you, Lord, our holy Catholic faith. And we thank you, Lord, with a thankful heart. We pray for those who are in bondage. We pray for peace around the world.
This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Someone has hurt me. Yeah. From the canyons of the mind we wander on and stumble blindly through the often tangled maze of starless nights and sunless days, while asking for some kind of clue, a road to lead us to the truth, but who will answer? Side by side two people stand together, vowing hand in hand that love's embedded in their hearts, but soon an empty feeling starts to overwhelm their hollow lives, and when they seek the hows and whys, who will answer? On a strange and distant hill, a young man's lying very still. His arms will never hold his child, because a bullet running wild has struck him down. And now we cry, dear God, oh why, but who will answer? High upon a lonely ledge, a figure teeters near the edge, and jeering crowds collect below to egg him on with go, man, go. But who will ask what led him to his private day of doom, and who will answer? If the soul is darkened by a fear it cannot name, if the mind is baffled when the rules don't fit the game, who will answer? Who will answer? Who will answer? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the rooms with darkened shades, the scent of sandalwood pervades. The colored thoughts in muddled heads, reclining on the rumpled beds of unmade dreams that can't come true. When we ask what we should do, who will answer? Neath the spreading mushroom tree, the world revolves in apathy, as overhead a row of specks roars on, drowned out by discotheques. And if a secret button's pressed because one man has been outguessed, who will answer? Is our hope in walnut shells worn round the neck with temple bells, or deep within some cloistered walls where hooded figures pray in halls, or from old books on dusty shelves, or in our stars or in ourselves, who will answer? Darkened by a fear it cannot name. If the mind is baffled when the rules don't fit the game, who will answer? Who will answer? Who will answer? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah means praise the Lord. And so, who will answer? Our Lord. Our Lord, He will answer. He is judge. And He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And His kingdom will have no end. And so, with Our Lady and with all the saints in heaven, we all together, Church triumphant, the church militant, and the church suffering. All of us will kneel before our Lord, and He give us the answers, which are found in His Holy Catholic Church. Well, we'll see you tomorrow in our sneak peek. For tomorrow, today has been St. Cornelius. Well, tomorrow is St. Robert Bellarmine. I've spoke at that church there in Blue Springs, Missouri. St. Robert Bellarmine. Outstanding. God bless you. God bless you all out there. And we'll see you tomorrow. And thank you all out there. Good day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.